afternoon. This is
the Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Sister Awareness, and we will be discussing topics dealing with the Trayvon Martin case and also dealing with the racial climate here in the States. All callers are welcome. Your opinion is welcome as well. Feel free to discuss anything pertaining to those topics that you like. We have one caller. Caller, are you calling from 706-347-3137?
Hello?
Next, you ready to start the show?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, as I was saying to the audience, we were going to discuss the Trayvon Martin case and the updates with that on the air. And we were just going to toss some facts and just talk about basically what's going on from a layman's perspective and just get an idea for the climate surrounding this case, and pretty much in what is your views? Do you think Zimmerman is going to be charged with anything? Do you think he's going to walk? What do you think?
Me personally, I think he's going to be charged, but it's not going to be the right charge for this case.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting that feeling too. Me personally, I was hoping he would be murder. I don't think manslaughter would fit this case. I think it's clean cut what he, you know, he committed a heinous crime.
You're right. He did.
If there is anyone else out in the audience who would like to give their input, they can feel free to call in at area code 347-850-1127 and voice their opinion on this particular case, because whether we like it or not, it affects us all. We all have children. We all have brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews. This could happen to anybody. I believe it was racial. I also believe a role in it, and it was the guiding principle of him making that split-second decision of even following him. He had no right to even follow him. He was not a police officer. He exercised no dominion over that young man, so I don't understand why, you know, we have some people feel that he was justified in his actions. He was not justified in his actions, none whatsoever.
That's right. And here's the thing. I'm also a little puzzled and bothered by the fact that this case has been long and so drawn out. Because to me, if the shoe had been on the other foot, justice would have been served right then and there. They wouldn't have had to wait this long. I'm just sorry.
How long it took them to even decide to
I mean, it's this case is still going on as we speak. I mean, and it's really ridiculous.
And you know, mainstream media, they didn't pick the case up and didn't even publicize it until like other media outlets, alternative media outlets, started discussing the case. And I mean, it's just ridiculous, period, how this case has been handled from day one.
Yeah.
From day one, it has been just tossed around, so to speak.
I agree.
And I think if a lot of people were not watching, I don't think he would have ever been arrested.
That's right.
He wouldn't have never been arrested. From what I got, I think there was another case. There was another case similar. There was another case similar to the Trayvon Martin case.
Have you heard
about that one?
No.
Well, this case, the Jordan Russell case, it was in Florida. And this guy, he's claiming self-defense under the Stand Your Ground law. And he shot 8 rounds into a car full of black people, and he killed one of them fleeing the scene. And he did this all because the teens were allegedly would not turn down their loud music. So I guess it's open season on black males down there.
With the stand my ground law. With that law, stand your ground, my ground, whoever's ground. With that law. That law alone is in very much so question, because if you're gonna come up with that law, what's the point of having what's the point of self defense?
That's my question, is the stand your ground law, period. Because it's like I'm not research on that particular law, because it's, to me, it's very confusing. But from what I see, the definition of it is saying that it states that any person may justifiably use force in self-defense when there's a reasonable belief of an unlawful threat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just based on what I've seen and heard in the media and what I've read written media, just based on the idea that he had on a hood and he was a black male, that justified him using this law. Because the threat started in his mind. To me, I mean, this is just and I'm trying to put myself in his shoes to see what would have provoked him to use that amount of force on an unarmed teenager, because he still was a teenager.
That's right.
And I don't think it was justified, and that's my opinion. I may be wrong, and I'm entitled to my opinion, but me personally, I don't understand how someone walking through a neighborhood poses a threat, unless the threat was in his psyche that he was a black male.
that still does not justify his actions.
It sure does not.
But, you know, if you go online and you talk to different people, you will see that a lot of people, both white and black, are trying, you have some that will try to justify Mr. Zimmerman's act. And there's no justification in it. I think white supremacy guided his actions. He had a negative image of a black male already embedded in his psyche, which if you turn on the news, you look at anything in the media, the black male is the quote-unquote is the culprit, and that is what guided him to commit this heinous act. And it's something that needs to be addressed. Well, like it or not, white supremacy guided this man's actions. And it could have been anybody's son or daughter.
That's right.
But I just find it amazing here again, there was another case, and you don't hear anybody talking about it. You don't hear anybody talking about this other case where this man actually claimed self-defense because he shot someone because they wouldn't turn down their music. He had no business even approaching these youngsters because here in this particular article, it says here again, a Florida man is now claiming self-defense, and this happened back in November of 2012. It says here we go again, a Florida man now is claiming self-defense and will possibly invoke the state stand your ground law after shooting 8 rounds into a car full of black teens, killing one and fleeing the scene, all because the teens allegedly there are no comparisons to the Trayvon Martin situation, said Attorney Robin Limortis, who is representing Michael Dunn. The man who shot up the car now faces a murder charge. He is devastated and horrified by the death of the teen. At the outset of what may become another major and majorly symbolic case in Florida, the statement from Dunn's lawyer remains puzzling. She is implying that Zimmerman didn't feel any remorse when he killed Trayvon Martin, but taking the matter at its simplest, at 1 year removed from the death of Martin, here we have another older killing an unarmed black 17-year-old boy named Jordan Davis, claiming defense because he felt threatened. He might get legal protection because of Florida's stand your ground law. Isn't that something? That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm afraid is going to happen, if Zimmerman is not charged with murder, and I'm not talking about manslaughter or anything less than homicide, this will be for on African-American males. This will be the floodgate to say, you know, for someone who feels, oh, because I'm threatened, I can shoot and kill this particular person. Because from a white male point of view, a black male, because that's all that's been embedded in your psyche via the media, is a threat to you, period. And in both instances, these people approached these youngsters. They initiated the confrontation with them. That helps warrant the mens rea of the crime. So this case is something that needs to be looked at also.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And I'm not trying to compare the two, because I know it's totally different, but I was just sitting here thinking back and how they did, you know, Michael Vick, just for a dog. Wow.
Okay. Now, caller, we have another caller.
This is a human being that's been murdered.
Caller, we have another caller on the line, and I'm going to bring them in. But finish your comment. I'm going to bring another caller in.
like I said, this is a human being that we're talking about. But Michael Vick was hurriedly, to me, they hurried his case through and gave him time and made him do time in jail for this dog. But this wasn't a dog with venom, and this was a human being, and his case is being long and drawn out, and, well, I mean, just wow, like, really?
We have a caller 449-442-0072 on the line. Greetings.
Yeah, I just called in and I heard a bit of what was being discussed. So, you know, I was just calling to see, like, at this point, did a decision or anything of that nature come through? Because earlier I did see the prosecutor pretty much giving his closing argument. And what I noticed is that there's a lot of gaps and holes in this story, and especially from speaking with the brother that was referred to me, I'm like, yo, it's too many gaps. So what's the deal? What's the status on that right now?
I haven't heard anything as of this point. And actually, I haven't even logged back on.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be doing that in a few minutes, logging back on and checking up on this case. And I'm trying to follow it very closely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like it's just too drawn out, number one, and justice needs to be served in this case.
That is so true. That is so true. And I like the way you parallel this case to Michael Vick. It's like the images and the imagery and the way that they're describing his background to justify Zimmerman's actions. They're trying to take away from Trayvon Martin's humanity as a human being.
Human being. That's right. That's right.
But one thing, too, that I noticed is that from the part that I've seen, there was this overemphasis that the defense was trying to bring forth as far as, like, oh, Zimmerman was just this angel. And one thing that I really had to stop and look at was the promise of Trayvon. So from some basic stuff that I did see, it was saying, just like how I was thinking, that he was an honor roll student. And then I saw some other information saying that he had a full college scholarship. And that he had was you know, very heavily involved in his church, and he also had given, like, up until the time I think of him, because he was what, 16, just turning 17 when that happened, he had already had over 600 hours of volunteer work. And when I seen that, it kind of reminded me of some stuff that was going on up in Buffalo in the 90s, because I noticed that it was like a pattern where it'll be a young child getting up off the bus. And then all of a sudden, a car comes out of nowhere, the child is hit, and then loses his life. Then there was another instance where a similar situation happened, and one thing I noticed with that was that both of those children had promise. They were very gifted and talented. And so when I got older, I started thinking, I'm like, is this something going on where there's, like, certain people, maybe children, especially if they can have a lot of promise, that can really do a benefit a lot of people when they get older. Is there tabs or something, like, put on them to be like, we got to get rid of them. Something has to happen. Because it's just so odd, and I noticed that happens, too, with men who have a lot of promise, and if they finally hook up with a good girl, get married or something like that, something that happened right around the marriage incident to either for the brother to lose his life or something detrimental happens. So have you all, like, came across any similar situations or read any reports in regards to such activity happening?
No.
I pulled up an article online, and it was called Withering of the Vine. And I would like anybody who has access, Withering on the Vine, Withering on the Vine.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of hints around under the gist of what you're talking about. I agree that I haven't seen any documented proof, but I suspect there is an underlying unimplied statement suggesting that it should be open season on black males.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be the ones that are promising. Because this has been going on for quite some time. But I would like anybody in the audience to go online and take a look at this particular article called Withering on the Vine. It's a very good article. It talks about some of the murders, the Atlanta child murders, and different things of that nature. And it also can give you a gist of what's going on with so-called African-American children being murdered, okay? That they're sacrificed in some type of manner by Luciferians. It's good reading. And this particular author, he wrote something else. It's very interesting. His position is very interesting. And I personally, I don't put anything past people, so to speak.
There's another caller.
Okay.
Good afternoon. Shalom, everyone.
Please.
How you guys doing? Can you hear me clearly?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Good, good. What's up, Chi-Town? This is Chi-Town. Calling you all, I wanted to give a comment on what you all were talking about dealing with this whole case. I lived in Florida for 10 years in Orlando, Florida, which is about 10 miles from Stanford, exactly where mm-hmm. Trayvon lives in that particular area. And our people down there is really behind on a lot of things, and that we you have to live there to be able to understand what I'm saying, but the way that they treat the Asiatic people down there, the black males down there, is ridiculous. You know, I had a few encounters with myself, and if I didn't know the knowledge that I knew, then they would have ran me over as well, because they don't respect them down there. They just run them over. But a thing that you all are talking about, the weather information, it goes all the way back into the ancient times. Anytime you have a gifted child, you have to use extra protection on that child, because all the gifted children that was in the Bible, if you go back, they had to have extra protection. For instance, Solomon was David's son, but Absalom, his older brother, knew that Solomon was gifted, and Solomon would be the next heir, the next king of the throne. So Absalom wanted to kill David, his father, to make himself king, and then he was going to knock off his brother Solomon, because he knew his brother Solomon was the gifted child, and that's why Solomon was seven times wiser than all of his sisters and brothers. And if you go throughout history in ancient times, they always wanted to kill all of the prophets' children or all of the gifted children, even in the Bible. Go back and check the history. You know, Satan has certain angels and demonic forces out there that prey on our people, Asiatic people, every day. It hasn't changed at all, you know. So when people like Trayvon getting knocked off, you look at all of the, if you go back and look at all of the gifted children, or somebody like Santasi, if you get ready to get married to a woman, you're getting your life square and upright, all of a sudden summer kick off, you know, that force will kick in, because you're getting ready to, Trayvon will be the type of child, he'll get a nice wife, and he'll produce great offspring, because it's all about your DNA, it's all about your genes and chromosomes, you know, so as you continue to make and develop gifted children and gifted people on the planet, it runs Satan's kingdom down. His kingdom can't stand, because everybody's gifted, everybody's knowledgeable of what he's doing. So therefore, you don't have people out here committing crime. You notice that children that commit wickedness, or people that commit wickedness, they don't get knocked off at all. Period.
So wisdom is like power. Wisdom is power when it comes to
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wisdom is a power. That's why they want to knock you off, because you have wisdom. And then you they know you're going to raise children up, and them children, your grandchildren will have wisdom. So now you got a generation of wisdom. So when you study different things in the Bible and go back into the ancient scrolls and look up the attributes of people like Saul and David. Saul wanted to kill David because
That's
of
right.
David. So, you know, you have to go back and understand and study the mindsets of Saul, study the mindsets of Absalom, study the mindset of Jezebel. You got to study all those different type of mentalities back then, and then you'll be able to understand the conditions of the minds of the people today, because you have a generation of Absaloms out here. You have a generation of Sauls out here. You have a generation of Jezebels out here. You have a generation of Nebuchadnezzar. All these people that want to kill all of the gifted people, all of the gifted prophet, they always want to knock them off. So you got to go and check. You got to study the mentality of them. And when you understand the metaphysics of what creates these type of people, these type of individuals, you'll be surprised. If you will study, we are living, America has the mindset of the Philistines. So you all can go get this book called Metaphysical Bible, and it'll teach you all the metaphysical science behind what these people are doing. That's why they love, that's why you're living in a dog society, because the Philistines love their dogs. So this is the reason why you get life, and that's why you have all these dog commercials, and these people care more about dogs than they care about a human being. You're putting
right.
man, child, and children on the street, and they living in tents and in caves, and they living on the bridges and on the streets, and you'll snatch a dog in and put him in some type of care home, and you all take care of them better than you take care of people who living on a human being living on the street. So,
okay,
caller,
we have 1 minute and 33 seconds left. Will you please repeat that book again so our listeners can get the name of that book so we can do some research?
Yes, ma'am. The book is called Metaphysical Bible. That's,
okay.
It's a metaphysical Bible. It's a big brown book. And when you get that book, it's going to break down every word inside of the Bible. Then you'll understand the metaphysics of the mindsets of the people out here. See, we're looking at the Bible as a big story, but it's more heavy than people can imagine. If you don't know the 10-step tools to decode that book and break the seals, you're not going to know what that book means. You just think it's a regular book. It's been translated. It's been whatever. So, but people don't know the big science behind that book. These people are Philistines. If you don't know that they're Philistines, then when you get that metaphysical Bible, go straight to the Philistine section. Look up the word Philistines in that metaphysical Bible, and you'll guarantee you're going to see who you're dealing with in America. That's why they did Trayvon like that. You're dealing with a Philistine, and the Philistines always attack the children of Israel. They've been battling us for years. Yes?
That's right. Well, brother, thank you so much for dropping that serious knowledge on us. And that makes for a nice research assignment for me, because
me
I am
too.
Always looking for the truth.
Oh, man, I got it all. That's why I know nothing bothers me, because I already know who I'm dealing with. The only thing I do is study who you are, study your mindset. That's why it's called, you go get that book called The Art of War. Before you go out and deal with your enemy, you got to know who he is and what he thinks and how he moves. Then you can deal
exactly.
with them.
Exactly.
Get the other book called what?
The Art of War.
Okay.
By what was his name? Shinsu Shinsun?
Yep. That's that old guy. Which basically they learn the science from us. You know, all the things that these people have on this planet belongs to you. You have allowed them to take every industry, everything of our culture, our history, and they created industries out of it. And that's why they make billions and trillions of dollars off of our history, off our culture, off our language, and everything. Ain't nothing to these people. We train every nation. We civilize every nation on this planet. Everywhere we went, we created civilization. That's why we got our faces everywhere, anywhere, South America, North America, in the East, in the West, wherever, Australia, Germany, our faces is everywhere. Ancient stuff that we did thousands of years ago, we there.
That is so true. That is so, so true. And, you know, to the average John Doe out on the street, you would never have that instinct to further than what we actually see. Because it's unrealistic that someone could just be openly, blatantly hateful the way that
this gentleman was so hateful to kill his child.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no justification for it. It's like evil in the purest form.
Mm-hmm.
And you want some people to actually try to justify it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look what they did look what your man did to Tyrus and them. They killed all them Hebrew, the firstborn. Look what Pharaoh did with the Moses.
No,
they killed all the firstborn. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, you're not dealing with a science that's new. Everything these people do is the same thing that they have always done.
You're right. I forgot all about that when they were killing off the boys.
Yeah. Why? It's a science to us. That's why I say go back and read the Bible. It'll tell you a heavy science of why they kill the males. They always go after the males. Go read the story. Go read back in Genesis, Exodus. I could take you all the way through 66 book and show you they were always after the males. There's a science behind us. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you what it is. The Messiah always comes through the male genes, through us, through this particular tribe. That's why they kill us. Go and check the history.
But we are the Gentiles.
Hmm?
We are the Gentiles.
Not me. If you go read Genesis chapter 10, verse 1 through 5, you don't even match that category. They are.
Genesis what?
Genesis chapter 10, verse 1 through 5. You are not part of those people, the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the islands of the Europeans.
You got your Sunday school lesson out cut out for you, huh?
Oh, yeah. I got something else to fry now. Bigger fish to fry than this, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember the Gentiles.
No, ma'am. The Gentiles, the word
the Gentile, we weren't considered the Jews.
No, we are the Hebrews. See, the word Jew come from you can't say the word Jew in Hebrew. I speak, read, and write the language. You can't say Jew. The letter J is 600 years old. So you can't say Jew in Hebrew. It's pronounced Yehudi or Yehuda in English, pronounced Judah. So it's called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the fourth son of Jacob out of the 12 tribes of Israel. So therefore, they took that history and covered it up and hid it from you for the last 310 years in this country when they didn't allow you to learn how to read in this country. Also, when you look up Gentile, the word Gentile, they put a G on it, and they took the R. They was really dealing with the reptiles. That's why they put Gentile on there. Gentile means someone who didn't believe in God. That's what a Gentile is. A Gentile is considered a heathen or hypocrite or someone who didn't believe in God himself. So that's what that word Gentile comes from. Come from, it's a European word dealing with European people.
Oh, wow.
And when you look up Genesis chapter 10, verse 1 through 5, you're going to find all of the, these are called the islands of the Gentiles. Greece, Italy.
I'm
going to
pass away on these. Okay, well, you might have to do a part two on this show.
We need to.
Like,
can we have
ready.
A part two? Ma'am, can we have a part two?
Oh, yes. I'm ready when they're ready. Biblical history is what I know. Language is what I know. So it didn't bother me. I got all my references and facts and everything. Show them I can tell everything that they put up. All the falsehood they put up, I can show you where they messed up at. Yahweh said, for those who escape the matrix is his firstborn. We have to come out of this matrix, out of this fictional world we live in, and come out of it, and then you become the firstborn again. He was always his firstborn. That's what they're angry about. That's why Lucifer killed when you go back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, you're gonna see something that you never saw before. I'm not going to tell you, but I want you to go read it. Genesis chapter 3, verse 15.
Did you get that down? 3, verse 15?
Mm-hmm. Read that and study that. You're going to see something that you never saw before. And that's why Lucifer came and tricked Eve and did what he had to do, because he had to create the firstborn. And And once you create the firstborn, the birthright goes to the firstborn. So you got to kill off the firstborn. So he had to kill. That's why Cain had to kill Abel.
Now, explain birthright.
Birthright means you are first to rule. That went to the ruler, to the legitimate ruler. But when Lucifer knew that, he knew that's how Yahweh did things, by the firstborn. You're the firstborn. So by Lucifer coming down and impregnating Eve, if you go back to Genesis, like I'm telling you, you're going to see it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And when you see that, then you're going to say, oh, that's why Cain killed Abel. Cain was not Adam's son. Abel was his son. So that's why Cain raised up against Abel and slew Abel, because Cain was not the son of Adam. He's the son of Lucifer. He impregnated Eve in Genesis. That's why they didn't call him know that. So Cain killed Abel.
Oh, that was never explained in Bible study.
Hmm?
That was never explained to us in Bible study.
I know that. I know where my people are. I know exactly where the minds of my people are in this country. I know what we've been taught. I've been reading the Bible for almost 30 years, so I know what we've been taught. I don't went through different houses. I don't went through all the houses that I need to go through to see what everybody's mindset is, so I understand who you are. So then if you need to be enlightened on something, that's why everybody went to King Solomon. They went to King Solomon from all over the world for his wisdom, to help them enhance their wisdom. So I understand where we are. That's why I don't beat my people down. I don't tell them that they have to stop believing what they believe in. I can just, only thing I do is help you enhance what you do believe in. I help you to open up doors and break the seals where you don't know how to break the seals. That's what I do. I'm a seal breaker. So I break the seals on anything I read. I don't care what book it is. I break the seals and get the meat out of there. Because like everything in the book you don't need. You just need the meat.
But I always have felt like because to me it's like spiritual warfare against our board.
It is spiritual warfare. The book of Ephesians chapter 6 verse, it is not you're not wrestling against the flesh and blood, but against the principality in high places. Talking about your mind.
That's right.
Once they take control of your mind, they got your body. The mind controls the body.
That's true. That is so
once
true.
So once they get your mind, they have your body. That's why they keep us separated with all of these different religions, different beliefs, because they know the word. Let me tell you what the word individual means. I'm going to break it down for you. It's four words into one word. They gave you one word, but it's four words. The word individual means and divide you all. That's what that does. So when you become an individual, you have been divided from your people. And, D-I-V, divide, the word you all. I will divide you all, period.
Wow. Me and my husband just sitting here listening, and we're like this, like a book that's being opened up right now. As far as our spiritual wisdom is, it's like a tube being opened up.
I can teach for hours on the Bible and show you reference and show you the truth. That's all I love. I love the truth. John chapter 8, verse 32 said, ye shall know the truth. When you study the truth, you will have everything. See, they put the T in front of the word Ruth. See, so when you understand the book of Ruth and put the T there, then you understand truth. Okay, so the T is nothing but a T square. Use a T square in the mathematical class, which means to make your mind go from horizontal to vertical, which means to go upright. So that's what you got too. So the T is really a 90 degrees, which makes you be upright. You have to be upright in your mind. You have to come from the ground. That's why Yahweh said, I shall make the serpent eat the dust of the earth. He wasn't talking about the physical dust. He wasn't talking about a serpent. He was talking about those. When you look up the word serpent means treacherous, deceitful person. Okay, so dust, when you eat the dust of the earth, means you eat all the filth, the trash, the waste matter, and everything. Everything is filthy about you. So everything the serpent does, everything he do is a lie. It's deceit. It's fraud. It's filth. It's garbage. It has no value, no substance. That's why when Pharaoh went inside the course of, when Moses went inside the course of Pharaoh, what did he do? He had to cast his rod down and eat up the what? The two serpents that Pharaoh had, which was the administrator and the prosecutor in the court. Your rod is something that's upright. A rod means correction. When you take the rod, you correct everybody. It's a correction stick. So you correct everybody. So when he corrected the lies of Pharaoh, because Pharaoh had the children of Israel using them for administrative reasons, commerce, business.
Wow.
That's a whole
nother. And you said read this in the book of Ruth?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, study Ruth. Study all books. Study all books. All 66 books. It's the science behind it. It'll take you, that's why I said it takes a lifetime. You'll take a lifetime and come back in another Bible and still be studying the Bible. Because it goes on forever. It's unlimited. Anything you want to know on this planet is right inside the Bible. You just got to know how to break the seals. That's all I got to tell you. I mean, I can do a show just alone on the names, the languages, whatever. Whatever somebody want to talk about, I will show them point for point and show them where it's at right now in modern times. That Bible is given to us to understand what was going to be going on in modern times. If you think I'm kidding you, look up the word Jerusalem. Jerusalem is spelled J-E-R-U-S-A-L-E-M. J-E-R is the abbreviation for Jeremiah. That if you just study the book of Jeremiah, you understand where you are in America. That's why the USA is in the middle of the word Jerusalem. And then the L-E-M is abbreviation for male. That the male Messiah will be born inside the United States of America. That's the reason why they came against Yahweh Ben Yahweh. See, everybody didn't know what that was all about. But I say, if you don't understand what you're reading, if you don't know how to break the seals, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. You have to get your tools. You got to get your Bible. You got to get a dictionary, the Webster Dictionary, American Dictionary. You got to get your thesaurus, your synonym finder, your strong results concordance. You got to get your lexic Hebrew and Greek lexicon. You got to get your metaphysical Bible. You got to get all your etymology. You have to get all those tools, there's 10 of them. And when you get that, you can tear down the whole Bible, and you'll be able to see what who's everybody on the planet and what they're doing.
So in other words, what's going on right now and what was documented in the Bible, that is just the telling of the history. So it's a big history book, and the people of today are the descendants of the ancient people that was discussed in the Bible.
Period. Bottom line.
Y'all, I did not know about that, the tea being removed from Ruth.
You should know who you're talking to. You've been around me longer than
you. We're going to talk about that. But, woo!
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I
didn't
know
that
either.
Now,
that's all I'm doing now, Lana.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I've got to get that book so I can do some research.
Oh, yeah, it's going to knock your socks off. I'll teach metaphysics. That's what